Representative Nichols.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. President, might I have the privilege of the floor for a moment?
The floor is yours.
Thank you. What's happening is that there are probably four or five more amendments coming out. People did get their amendments in on time yesterday, but they either didn't realize that they needed to get them actually authorized to go out, or they may have been waiting to see whether other people had amendments for it. So it's understandable. Just as practice, remember that when you get a draft back and it has a P in the front of it up on the upper left corner, that means it's proposed draft, and you need to, if a staff provides it to you, you need to take the extra check of saying it's ready to go. And I think what, you know, people forget that, and then they find out it's proposed draft but not entered. So there are three, I think we're up to 50. There are four more bills that will be on the spreadsheet. When the staff finishes that spreadsheet, I'll print it off and distribute it. But it's not so significant as to hold anything up. If you look at the second draft spreadsheet, there's the two handouts that came out of the second draft spreadsheet with all of the amendments listed, and you'll see that right now it's $236 million. If you, when we bring out the next one, there's a $20 million for the capital facility that's not on that list. That'll raise up about $250 million. So the task begins now trying to sort out our priorities. And if you go back, you take a look at the other sheet that I handed out, which is the spreadsheet that has the dark color in it. And, you know, I want to once again make sure everybody understands that it's our budget. We will work it out. But as the chairman of the Appropriations Committee, it makes really no sense for me to get up and argue against everything to the point that nobody's listening. So you got to have some sort of a plan. And I'm trying to sift through the plan. But what I did is took yesterday's spreadsheet and adjusted it. So once again, keeping with the urging to keep our spending within the $180 million that's available in the Permanent Mental Trust Fund transfer account. What I've done is I've adjusted the numbers based upon some of the amendments that have come in. So there's a business-ready community amendment that increases the BRC discretionary amount to $18 million. So I've plugged that in, seeing that that is an issue. The community colleges, the endowment, there was an amendment that increased it to $8 million. It was $6 yesterday in my spreadsheet. I increased it. City, towns, and counties, I still got $20 million in there. There is really no direct amendment today to increase that, but there are amendments to talk about. I checked there is an amendment, but I still only got $20 million in there. On the Wyodot Highway, I put in the number of $49 million. That effectively, that one takes away the contingency. So I've taken the contingency out that was the $35 million and then left the other appropriations. And you'll see now, essentially with YDOT, business ready communities, we're now in the negative on the 180. So if all you did was fund those amendments, you'd be in the negative. I'm not too worried about that. There are bills in process that may not make it. It'll work out. But as you're looking through the bills that are on the amendments, you've got to scrutinize each one, knowing that each and every one, third reading, will come back and prioritize. And it's better that you do your prioritizing as we go through today, amendment by amendment. And I've sort of given you the big picture. You don't have to adopt that big picture, but if you have different ideas, great. We'll work it out and we'll find a solution. With that, Mr. President, this is the fun part. Let's see what everybody thinks.
Senator Larson.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. Before we get involved in this, I would like to announce that the Conference Committee on House Bill 139, Storage Bank of oil, will be at noon up in SAT, House Bill 139.
file one, second reading of the Senate file.
Senate file one, sponsored by the Appropriations Committee, General Government Appropriations.
We do have an amendment. Second reading amendment one, the Senate file one, the Johnson Amendment. Would the reading clerk please read in the amendment?
Senate file one, second reading amendment number one, budget affected. 06 Administration and Information Construction Management Division.
Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move second reading amendment number one to Senate file one. Mr. President, right now the Wyoming Air and Army National Guards leased 110.7 acres in the north part of the Cheyenne Airport. They leased 27 acres for a dollar a year, expiring in 2050. 46.1 for a dollar a year, expiring in 2050, and 34.5 for a dollar a year, expiring in 2029, and 3.1 for 1478. What we need right now is 42 additional acres from the city of Cheyenne. And, Mr. President, everybody here is aware of the Base Realignment and Closure Act. And what they're doing with the BRAC, as it's called, is they are shifting units from one base to another, depending on the support that they can get at the base, the size of the base, and the expansion of the base. The Department of Defense is closing down C-130 units at bases around the country, and they're putting them at additional bases. And if we can get a hold of this 42 acres, the federal Department of Defense will build facilities on that, and we can come in and bring in additional C-130 units. It's very simple. We hope to stay on the positive side of the BRAC and expand the Guard. So I stand for any questions and would ask you to vote aye.
Senator Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. President. I urge you to resist this. You know, folks, there's nothing surprising about any of the military's or anybody's budgets. And these items can come in the budget. We do have a construction contingency in the $4 million range for restoring it. If it's of such urgency that it's a great deal, that it's an opportunity that can't be lost, then we have a construction contingency to address that issue. But my recollection is this is not something that was placed in their budget. It's not of such emergence that it can't wait till our regular budget next year. And if it is, we have a contingency fund to address it.
Further comments? Senator Coates.
Well, Mr. President, also before the sponsor takes a second shot at this deal, I'd like to know where the numbers come from, and then I'd like to know what term of lease are we talking about.
Further comment before the sponsor takes his second shot. Senator Johnson.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. The lease itself is 99 years, and it's to put all of the acreage into one 143-acre lease for all of the land that they came out there, and the numbers came between negotiations between the City of Cheyenne, Cheyenne Regional Airport Board, and the Wyoming Military Department.
Question is, on second reading amendment number one, the Senate file one, all in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed? Are rules only required if it increases or decreases spending? This does not increase or decrease spending. It maintains the level of spending exactly the same. If you wish for a roll call vote, you have to request it on an amendment like this. Senator Scott.
Point of order. Maybe I'm on the wrong amendment then. Page 7, line 18, under general fund, increase amount by 2,000.
I beg your pardon. When you start, I stand corrected. I was looking at the script. We will have a roll call vote. Sorry, guys.
Anderson? Almond? Almond? Brasso? Burns? Case? Coe? Cooper? DiCaria? Beck? Geis? Pastor? Hines? Jennings? Job? Johnston? Larson? Massey? Meyer? Mockler? Nicholas? Peck excused. Perkins? Peterson? Ross? Scott? Sessions? Townsend? Vasey? Von Slatern? President Schiffer?
No.
Closing vote? Burns, aye to no. Closing. Vote closed. 7 ayes, 22 noes, 1 excused.
Second reading amendment number 1, the Senate file 1 is failed to pass. Second reading amendment number 2, the Senate file 1, the Mockler-Roth amendment. Would the reading clerk please read in the amendment?
Senate file number 1, second reading amendment number 2, to budget affected 06 administration and information.
Senator Mockler.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move second reading amendment number 2 to Senate file 1 and ask that we dispense with further reading of the amendment. The Legislative Facilities Commission is charged with designing and working out the space requirements for the legislature for the next 15 to 20 years. We have hired a consultant who has done a preliminary analysis. I think he visited with most of the chairman, many of the other leadership members. That's a program that we started in the last couple weeks. They have a second part to this, which is the $101,000, which is in the amendment. Yesterday, very prematurely, I guess, because it applied to a whole bunch of amendments, I sent out a information sheet that kind of gives you a sense of the immediacy of this. We have to have the design for the legislature with the concept of where we want to use space, physically how much space we need, done by July of this year. The timelines for getting the new building construction, for getting the restoration of this building done, maintaining everything that we've got in the picture require that we have our space analysis done in the next 6 months. The amendment simply allows us to continue the work that we've started with the space designer, get this done, and then allow the Capitol Building Commission, to move forward with their planning and design. So I hope we'll accept this. I think it's pretty critical that we know we're going to start this construction, renovation, and remodeling, that we get the planning done on time.
Further discussion. Would either of the sponsors like to comment further? The question is, on second reading amendment number 2, to Senate file 1, would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson? Almond? Barrasso? Burns? Case? Case? Coe? Cooper? DiCaria? Beck? Geis? Pastor? Hines? Jennings? Joe? Johnson? Larson? Massey? Meyer? Mockler? Nicholas? Peck excused. Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
No.
Ross?
Aye.
Scott?
No.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
No.
Vasey?
Aye.
Von Slatern?
Aye.
President Schiffer?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 21 ayes, 8 noes, 1 excused.
Second Second reading, amendment number 2 to Senate File 1 has passed the Senate. Second reading, amendment number 31, Senate File 1, the Jennings Amendment. Would the reading clerk please read in the amendment?
Senate File 1, second reading, amendment number 31, budgets affected. Number 15, Attorney General.
Senator Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. You all should have received this handout today. It tells you what the Children's Advocacy Centers around the state do. They're located in Jackson, Cheyenne, Casper, Washakie, Gillette, and Rock Springs. And this is the first line of treatment and defense for children that have been abused. They do forensic interviews. They take everything that is used in court. If you look at what we have to do without these, if a child is abused, you have 30 days to do an interview or an examination. That child could be sitting there suffering that whole 30 days. The child advocacy centers, the moment that that child is found out to be abused, is taken to the center. They're in a kid-friendly atmosphere, and they go through the examinations. One of the examples was a murder in Casper. The children watched the person murder their mother. The children were taken to the Casper unit. They were interviewed there, taped during the interview, and that interview was used as evidence in court to convict the murderer of their mother. The families, this is the first line of therapy and counseling, is when they get to the center, the counseling is over. This is matching funds. The community has to come up with half of this money before the money can be dispersed.
Senator Jennings, you need to move the amendment.
I move Senate File Number 1, Amendment Number 31.
Senator Nichols.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is an amendment that brings to life an appropriation that was found in a bill that has not made it through the session. And I urge you to resist this amendment. This is a program of the new dollars that either comes through a bill or through the budget process where the agency would prioritize it within their budget. There are plenty of resources and dollars out there in implementing programs for victims. Advocacy, we pay for the counties and we help them pay for their county attorneys. There's a lot of money out there for these types of programs. And so when you begin to set this, one, should it come through the budget process, requiring the agency to prioritize it against all their other priorities. That's not happened. Two, it came through a bill that failed, so it just failed to meet the high priorities that we're looking at. And finally, look at your priority list. This simply isn't there, and I urge you to resist it.
Further discussion? Senator Byrne.
Mr. Chairman, just to echo that, this seems like a good bill, and it seems like it would be a good program, but I think it would be a program that would be great for going through the committee process.
Further discussion before the sponsor takes the second shot? Further discussion? Senator Jennings.
The bill was being worked on and put together prior to the executive budget, and the AG and his people asked that we put it together in a bill. It came through district attorneys throughout the state, county's attorneys throughout the state. This bill did go through the process. It went through the first committee pass, and it came out of appropriations that they do not pass. I'd ask you to support it now.
Question is on second reading amendment number 31 to Senate File 1. Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson? Almond? Barrasso? Byrne? Case? Coe? Cooper? DeCaria? Beck? Geis? Pastor? Hines? Jennings? Joe? Johnson? Larson? Massey? Meyer? Mockler, Nicholas, Peck excused, Perkins, Peterson, Ross?
No.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
Aye.
Townsend?
Aye.
Vasey?
No.
Von Slater?
Aye.
President Schiffer?
No.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 13 ayes, 16 noes, 1 excused.
Second reading amendment number 31 to Senate File 1 has failed to pass the Senate. Second reading amendment number 43 to Senate File 51, the Johnson Amendment. Would the reading clerk please read in the amendment?
Senate File 1, second reading amendment number 43, budgets affected. Number 24, Department of State Parks and Cultural Resources.
Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move second reading amendment number 43 to Senate File 1 and ask that further reading be dispensed with. Mr. Chairman, this came to us very lately. This came to us last week, and ordinarily this would be something that I would say no to and do it in the budget session. But the time is running fast, running out on us very fast. Abraham Lincoln was born February 12, 1809. And so obviously on February 12, 2009 is going to be his bicentennial of his birthday. The federal government's already appointed a 15-member Abraham Lincoln Bicentennial Commission. They did that in 2000, and boy, is that a well-kept secret. But the commissioners are focused on informing the public about the impact Abraham Lincoln had on the development of our nation and finding the best possible ways to honor his accomplishments. What this amendment is asking for $50,000 for Wyoming to do the same. And as I said, I'd like this to have been in next year's budget, but we're going to be out of time. So what it says, it's $50,000 that will only be expended for expenses related to a single celebration to honor Abraham Lincoln in 2009. And you're literate and can read all the way down to this appropriation shall be considered a one-time appropriation and shall not be included in the agency's 2009-2010 biannual standard budget request. Mr. President, we have the Lincoln Highway, we have the Lincoln Monument, we have Lincoln County. Lincoln was one of the two greatest presidents in our country and kept our country whole. And I think that Wyoming ought to have a celebration in 2009 to honor this great man. Thank you.
Discussion on the amendment. Senator Nichols.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I know it's a small amount, but folks, we have budgets in tourism. We have budgets in the business council. We have local resources for tourism. And again, these are items that can come through the budget process. We have budgets out there that can accommodate these kinds of things. And just because you say no doesn't mean that it won't happen. It just means that they have to fund it within their existing budget.
Senator Mawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. And with regard to that, I know at least with this particular agency that I've worked with pretty closely over the years, and certainly recently with the bill that I had with regard to historic site and state park interpretation, I know their budgets. And I know that there isn't really any money free to do this type of thing. Right now, they try to scrape together every penny they can just to do some basic interpretation and programs that are historic sites and state parks during the summer. And with regard to Lincoln, he had an incredible impact on the founding of this state and of this territory. For years, the country was divided as to where the Transcontinental Railroad was going to lie, and as a result, they couldn't build it. It was only during the Civil War and through Lincoln's leadership that they finally decided on the Central Path that led to the construction of the Union Pacific Railway through this area of the country that led directly to the founding of the territory of Wyoming. In fact, so many people were cognizant of the impact that he played that the initial bill to form the territory would have named it the Territory of Lincoln. That was defeated, and eventually a bill that went through the next year changed it from Lincoln to Wyoming.
because a congressman from the state of Pennsylvania who lived in the Wyoming Valley of western Pennsylvania decided to make that change. So Lincoln was actually incremental to the founding of this state, and it's those types of simple facts and linkage to our history that I just talked about that we'll be able to talk a great deal about our heritage just with this $50,000 appropriation in the year 2009.
Further discussion? The question is, on second reading amendment number 43 to Senate File 1, would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson? No. Allman? No. Barrasso? No. Burns? No. Case? No. Coe? No. Cooper? No. DeCaria? Beck? No. Geis? No. Castors? No. Hines? No. Jennings? No. Jobe? No. Johnson? No. Larson? No. Massey? No. Meyer? No. Mockler? No. Nicholas? No. Peck, excused. Perkins? No. Peterson? No. Ross? No. Scott? No. Sessions? No. Townsend? Vasey, Von Slatern,
no.
President Schiffer,
no.
Closing vote, closing, vote closed, 7 ayes, 22 noes, and 1 excused.
Second reading amendment number 43 to Senate File 1 has failed to pass. Second reading amendment number 3 to Senate File 1, the Massey Amendment. Would the reading clerk please read in the amendment?
Senate File 1, second reading amendment number 3, budget affected 24, Department of State Parks and Cultural Resources.
Senator Massey.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move second reading amendment number 3 to Senate File 1 and request that further reading of the amendment be dispensed with. Mr. President, this brings forward a request that was in the governor's budget and was a priority for this agency, but it was not a recommendation of our appropriations committee. And it deals with the development of two important historic contracts. And this is the issue that these historic contracts are trying to deal with. When development occurs on federal land, there are a series of studies that must be done beforehand in order to determine what impact that action will have on our public lands. There are two particular resources that are very sensitive. One is one that we're very familiar with, and that's threatened and endangered species. Okay, anyone who wants to do something on federal land, if they come across threatened and endangered species, that pretty well shuts down the project or makes it very difficult. The second one's cultural resources, and that's based upon federal law. Most of the time, in order to handle the cultural resources part of it, the company needs to hire archaeologists or historians, and they literally walk the entire segment that's going to be disturbed, and that could cost a great deal of money. And this has been going on for nearly 25 years now, going out, physically walking the land, and if they do find something that is either historical or archaeologically valuable, then either the project shuts down or they need to do a lot of mitigation work. The problem with this, Mr. President, over the years, is that it creates a lose-lose situation in most instances. If they do find a sensitive artifact or a sensitive site or something important like a historic trail to preserve out there, then it causes a great deal of disruption for the site and for the permittee. Also, it's not good for the resource either, and the folks who want to protect it. They're under the gun and a great deal of pressure to try to do something very quickly. As a result of this, the governor formed a committee about a year or so ago made up of professionals, archaeologists and historians, as well as people from the energy industry, in order to try to resolve the situation and turn it into a win-win situation. And that's exactly what happened with the recommendation that historic context should be written and formed. The handout that's in your box right there that has the title Historic Context at the top will give you some details of exactly what these historic contexts are all about and what's contained in them. And at the top, it talks about the two historic contexts that would be funded through this amendment. one dealing with the Southern Transportation Corridor, primarily dealing with immigrant trails, and the other one is statewide, which is a very large, big one, the hunter-gatherer archaeological sites in Wyoming. This will involve a huge amount of research, not only research on what we know about these two important archaeological and historical themes, but going back through 25 years of archaeological data and on-the-site projects that have been conducted. And that's the reason, Mr. President, that these are so expensive to do. But the compilation and putting these together and arrival at these historic contexts will turn this into a win-win situation in this way. And that is, no longer, in many cases, will people physically have to go out on the ground and begin to look for these artifacts. Instead, these historic contexts will come to some conclusions and make some predictions of the likelihood of these artifacts being out in a project area. And they'll be able to determine up front on whether or not someone should be over here on this side of the stream or over on another side of the stream. They'll be able to offer some direction and planning to the permittee before they begin to take some action on the ground or submit an application to drill, for instance. And it's also good for the resource in that through this type of historic context, we can better identify what it is that we want to preserve.
I imagine you've used up your time.
Okay. I would encourage a positive vote on this, Mr. President.
Discussion, Senator Nicholas. Senator Jobe.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to add some information and ask a couple questions when the sponsor takes the second shot. This did come to us through the agency in the budget process. They asked for $2.25 million. The governor, however, recommended $858,253. So he, when it went through his office, cut that down for the top two priorities in that context list. So my question is, why is this amendment more than that? And then what we did with that money, as I explained yesterday, is we took that money and put it into their major maintenance, because their roads and their major maintenance are critical needs in that department. So my second question is, why didn't the sponsor just take that money and move it back and make this revenue neutral? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. I urge you to resist the amendment. It is true that the governor made a recommendation in this budget. However, folks, when we bring these budgets, the agencies prioritize their spending. And the highest priority for this agency is major maintenance in $4 million. We have not fully funded that major maintenance. For those of you who have been around, you recall the list of nearly $21 million worth of major maintenance that needed to be done on the facilities. The governor did not recommend full funding for the major maintenance. So what we did is, we have heard the hearing, we return to the agency's priorities. And folks, if you're going to put another $1 million in this agency, put it into major maintenance on their top priority. We have not fully funded their agency. My challenge is on these things, that if you look at it, they want one-time expenditures to go out and get their facilities. Now, finally, with respect to the historic context, every group that comes in and wants to do work, with archaeologists want us to fund archaeology studies, lawyers want us to do GAL programs, and there are always interest groups. But you don't see any of the, this is in essence cost shifting, where industry is saying there's some work that if the government would do it in advance, it would make our costs feel lower. But they're not offering to pay for the cost shifting. It's work that will be getting done. If the notion is that we're slowing things up, then they can come to the state of Wyoming and say, look, we'll enter into a partnership with you, or we'll help fund it. They're not offering to do that. Again, stick with the agency priority. We put this money into the major maintenance. And if we were going to put more money into it, we ought to put some more money where the agency asked, and that's in the major maintenance.
Further discussion. Further discussion. Senator Massey.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. And when I first went to draft the amendment, it was for $858,000. When I learned that the governor's office had made a mistake in making the request, and the original request should have been for what's in the budget right now. And, Mr. President, with regard to the argument about priorities, it seems to be a moving target that we're trying to hit here, and it's very difficult. On the one hand, we hear that, okay, is it the governor's budget? Is it his priority? Okay, well, when we say yes, it is, then it's back, well, we ignored the governor, and then we went back to the agency and decided that was their priority. It's the governor who submits the budget. It's his priority. And he made the decision that this was more important than the major maintenance for this year. And that's what's being reflected right here. It's the priority of the executive branch. He's the bottom line. He makes the call. Now, if the Appropriations Committee decides that they want to put money into major maintenance, that's fine with me. I don't think that I need to get up here in order to move it back and therefore override what they decided was more important. So that's the reason I'm not shifting it back from one back over to the other. Okay. That's the reason I'm coming forward with this amendment, is because it is the governor and the executive branch's priority. They find that this is very important. It is not a private industry responsibility in either federal or state regs. Private industry jumps in and does this quite often because neither the federal nor state government has the money to do it. This is a public priority. And it is, and really the bottom line, Mr. President, is it does come down to resource protection. This is our history, our sites, and both industry and the professionals are coming forward with this recommendation saying, by putting this money up front, we're going to be able to have this development and still protect the resources that are important to Wayne.
Question is, on second reading, amendment number 3 to Senate File 1. Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson? Almond? Barrasso? Burns? Case? Coe? Cooper? Beccaria? Beck? Geis? Hastert? Hines? Jennings? Job? Johnson? Larson? Massey? Meyer? Mockler? Mockler? Nicholas? Peck, excuse. Perkins? Peterson? Ross? Scott? Sessions? Townsend? Basie? Von Slatern? President Schiffer?
No.
Closing vote? Closing? Vote closed. 10 ayes, 19 noes, 1 excused.
Second reading amendment number 3, the Senate File 1, has failed to pass the Senate. Second reading amendment number 4, Senate File 1. The Massey, Burns, Schiffer, Larson, Scott amendment. Would the reading clerk please read it in?
Senate File 1, second reading amendment number 4, budgets affected, number 39, Wildlife Natural Resources Trust Fund.
Senator Massey.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move second reading amendment number 4 to Senate File 1 and request that further reading of the amendment be dispensed with. I think I've just figured out, Mr. President, I will propose a rule of exception that not all of your amendments come up one right after the other. this one deals with a very important issue that this body has taken a great deal of interest in, and really, quite frankly, a lot of possession of over the years, and that's the creation and the development of the Wildlife Trust Fund. The amendment that's in front of you proposes to put an additional $22 million into the endowment itself. Now, the budget bill right now contains $5 million. I believe that the governor had requested 45 additional. Right now, the bill has 5 additional only. This will provide an additional $22 million to take it up to a total of $27 million additional money for this session. Now, the reason it looks a little bit funny there in the amendment is because we provided $25 million for it last year. So the 25 last year and the 27 in this amendment will bring it to $52 million. And, Mr. President, it also adds another $500,000 to the income account. The governor requested $2 million. The Appropriations Committee requested $1 million. and this is puts it right between the two at $1.5 million. Mr. President, I handed out a list of all the projects that were funded through the Wyoming Wildlife Trust Fund this past year. 21 different counties. There were 48 projects that were fully or partially funded. We had an opportunity to review two of the bigger ones in a bill that just went through here not too long ago. There were 97 applications altogether requesting $8.4 million last year from all 23 counties. So they funded about half of them for about one-third of the money. With regard to the administration, the initial appropriation to the Wildlife Trust Fund Agency or to the Trust Fund Board itself was $300,000 2 years ago. They're still living within that. They have not expended all that money, and they will not need any additional money for administration over this next year. This shot of money will bring them enough interest, along with the $1.5 million going into the income account, to increase the money that's available from grants from about $2.4 million to a little bit over $3 million. So they'll be able to go to continue to expand the program, but certainly at a reasonable rate, Mr. President. And as this demonstrates, the benefits of these grants are statewide and affects an awful lot of people through a lot of organizations, and I urge the body favorable consideration.
Further discussion? Senator Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the amount that we planned in the profile that I've handed out. The truth is, the President made this a priority of his in his opening speech, along with a couple items. Your leadership is entitled to put their footprint on their budget, and this is one of those. I urge your support.
Senator Larson.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. I, too, urge your support this amendment. We've heard a lot as we're going through this. What are your priorities? What are your priorities and the priorities of people in the state of Wyoming? Mr. President, I'm going to tell you this is certainly one of mine. I think it's appropriate that we fund this. I believe, talking to your constituents, you will find this is also one of their top priorities. It is one of mine. I think the amount is appropriate. I think it's going to be one of the best things that this body has ever done for the state of Wyoming in the long term, and I would urge you to support the amendment.
Senator Townsend.
Thank you, Mr. President. When we started all this, I was skeptical of the program. I thought it was being redundant. There was a lot of other people that were doing this. Subsequently went through, and I was appointed to the Oversight Committee on this. I watched it very closely over the last year or so. I think they've done a marvelous job. I agree with all of my compatriots here about the effects it has, about the importance it is, about the results. I agree with all of those things, except the prioritization. Last year, during the budget session, we appropriated $25 million for this fund, with the money right up front so they could spend money immediately and not wait for the interest. Money to run the operation, to get set up. We did all of that. 1 year later, in between the 2 years that we funded last year, we're asking for a lot more money again. Now, not because I'm on the Appropriations Committee, because I can understand this goldenrod a little better. What I see that has come through have been bills that have to do with people. Now, if we prioritize, I don't give a darn if you've got $1 zillion. Are you going to spend money on the people or something else? Well, I throw my support on the side of the people. If we're going to start new programs in between the 2 years on the budget, if we're going to do that, spend $20-30 million to help our seniors live a more prosperous life in their waning years. I call it the good ones, but then people call them waning. If we're going to do that, then I think we've got our priorities straight. Now, this program is doing fine. I think they're being very frugal about getting into projects. They research them very well. They've got a board that is very interested in it. They're cognizant of all of the forces around them. My skepticism and other people's enthusiasm, and I think they've done a marvelous job. I think with the money they have that was in the biennium last year, I think they can do a fine job for the next year. Apparently they have a lot of projects that they can fund. But I would just like to see us leave the $5 million in that the Appropriations Committee has done. Leave the million in there for the money to work with, and let's deal with some bills that have to do with priority of the people. We need roads to drive on. We need curb and gutter. We need clean water in our cities and towns. There are priorities. We also have priorities, in my estimation, of saving some money. The inflation rate is going higher and higher. Our endowment funds are not keeping up. We need to save some money. We also need to be frugal about what we're doing. This is not the end of the world that this program only gets $5 million. And I think, and believe me, the next year we're going to be right back here. Hope we have more money in our pocket. I hope we can fully fund this program next year. But please bear with me. I believe that the $5 million that the Appropriations Committee has put in there is a reasonable and prudent amount of money for this program.
Thank
you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I wish to divide the amendment. Mr. Chairman, I have the first division to be lines 1 through 14 or through 15, Mr. Chairman, and the second division to be lines 16 through 18. And I would speak on the first division first, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Meyer, in reading this, I believe that the $1.5 million comes in under lines 8 and 9.
Mr. Chairman, I was speaking of the amendment itself, not the budget bill.
So, Senator Meyer, I am too. As I read this, the appropriation under lines 8 and 9 is the appropriation for line 16 through 18 of the amendment. And without the two tied together, there's no $1.5 million in there, I think.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman. I believe it wouldn't be divisible then. Is that your ruling?
My ruling is it would not be divisible.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, on the amendment as it's the entirety, Mr. Chairman, I have to agree that I was also skeptical on this program to start with, but I think that it has shown its value, and I certainly think that it is a good program, and that it is something that the folks that started this up I think can be proud of. However, Mr. Chairman, I have the same concerns about the priorities that we have, and my priorities, Mr. Chairman. Don't run to 22.5. It might run to an extra 12.5, Mr. Chairman, or Mr. President. An extra 22.5, I know if we do a little haircut on this and come back in with the third reading amendment, that would bring it down about $10 million. I think we're in a reasonable state. And I think from the standpoint, Mr. President, that if you look at this in the future, and you say at $52 million in the trust fund, and assume that's going to create somewhere between $2.5 to $3 million forever, and this is forever, Mr. President, I don't know whether or not there's enough good projects out there 20 years from now. And I just I have a concern that we've got a lot more on our plate. We're already possibly $30 or $40 million more over the entire amount of money that we wanted to put into permanent mineral trust fund in different priorities. Some of those priorities are cities, towns, and counties. They've got real problems. We've got workforce development issues. We've got housing issues. Those things have to be addressed by cities, towns, and counties. They're not really addressed in this budget, in this budget this year yet. If we take this $22.5 million and put it in this program, they're not going to be addressed. And we're not going to have a opportunity to grow up and diversify our economy. Wildlife is a precious thing, but I think the people of Wyoming are just as precious.
Well, Mr. President, I appreciate the good remarks about the importance of spending on people. And frankly, this legislature, I think, in the past few years, has got a good record there in education, in health care, some of the things that are very important, that are considered traditionally issues about people. And I'm sure we'll have an opportunity in a few minutes to improve that record. But, Mr. President, this is about priorities. And one of the priorities that I believe the vast majority of my constituents have is protecting our wildlife heritage, improving that. For many of them, that's the reason they live in Wyoming, the opportunities we have to enjoy our great outdoors, our natural heritage, and our wildlife. And this is a priority for protecting them. And I would point out also, $22 million here is clearly a one-time expenditure. It's saving some of our surplus so that we'll be able to continue to protect and enhance our wildlife opportunities in the future. And, Mr. President, for those reasons, I urge us to adopt the amendment.
Further discussion? Further discussion? The question is, on second reading amendment number 4, to Senate File 1, would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson, Almond, Barrasso, Burns, Case, Coe, Cooper, DeCaria, Beck, Geis, Hastert, Hines, Jennings, Joe, Johnson, Larson, Massey, Meyer, Mockler, Nicholas, Peck excused, Perkins, Peterson, Ross, Scott, Sessions, Townsend, Vasey, Von Slatern, President Schiffer.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 20 ayes, 9 noes, 1 excuse.
Second reading amendment number 4 to Senate File 1 has passed. Second reading amendment number 48 to Senate File 1, the Larson Amendment. Would the reading clerk please read the amendment in?
Senate File 1, second reading amendment number 48, budget affected 42, geological survey.
Senator Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move the amendment. I can't stand here and tell you this is an absolute emergency. Part of the reason for this may not occur for not my lifetime or for many millions of years. Folks, we do have a problem in northwest Wyoming, as many of you have heard, with the caldera, as it were, or the supernova, if you've seen it on TV, is what is occurring under Yellowstone Lake. Our problem is that we don't have enough sophisticated equipment, very, very old, to actually monitor that situation and the dangers it may pose to the citizens of the state of Wyoming. I had handed out a letter from the governor's office requesting this appropriation. I brought the amendment as a response to that because I agree with it. It is asking, of course, for $532,000 to be used to work with the Yellowstone Volcanic Observatory and the USGS, U.S. Geological Survey, to upgrade the seismic network in, around, and adjacent to Yellowstone Park. We have out-of-date equipment, as I indicated. I think this could be very critical to the state of Wyoming, not only to predict or try to predict that cataclysmic event, which may or may not happen, or it will, but how long, millions of years perhaps, but it could also come tomorrow. And so I would like you to approve this amendment as a one-time expenditure, where we would provide the funding for these upgrades, and the Yellowstone Volcanic Observatory and the USGS would install them and monitor them. It would allow the state of Wyoming, I think appropriately, because that area is almost all in the state of Wyoming, to be able to monitor the earthquake potentials and what we may have coming down the road for the safety of our people. If this becomes to get more active, and there are some indications that it is doing that just over the last few years, it is not just, as I mentioned, the cataclysmic event, but the smaller events, which could still be very severe, could have a direct impact on all of Wyoming, but in particular northwest Wyoming. It is one-time funding. It's an opportunity to work with other organizations to make this happen. I think it's a safety issue for the state of Wyoming. Is when it's going to happen? Who knows? But I think it's our obligation to protect our citizenry, and I think this is one way of doing it. And I would ask you to support the amendment.
Further discussion. Senator Burns.
Mr. President, I agree it could be cataclysmic, and there are signs, such as the area in Yellowstone within the caldera has actually risen a couple of inches. However, the Tribal Recreation Wildlife Committee asked the Management Council last year to look at this as an interim study topic, and the Management Council turned us down. And I would suggest, rather than going ahead and putting over $500,000 into this now, I would suggest that the TRW committee be allowed to look at this as an interim topic and bring it back as a bill if necessary.
Senator Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is an item that the JAC did review, and after we looked at it, the seismic equipment is working, it's aging, belongs to the United States government. Looks like maybe a good item for them to be funding to upgrade their own equipment. But after discussion, we just felt it didn't raise to the higher priorities of the things that we're funding. I'd urge you to stick with the JAC recommendation and not fund this.
Senator Scott.
Well, Mr. President, I rise to support this amendment. Mr. President, not only do we have this in our backyard, and if you ever do have an event there, it'll be a very real threat to most of us in the state. But you also need to get a good background and monitoring of what the background is so that you can understand what's happened. Otherwise, Mr. President, you have what I think is much more likely than the actual cataclysmic eruption, which is a false alarm, which could just devastate our tourist industry and that whole part of the state. for a season or more. And the better information you have, the better chance you have of preventing that kind of a false alarm. So I think this could be quite important for the protection of the economics of our tourist industry, as well as the protection if you ever did have an event there.
Senator Cohen.
Mr. President, just a little bit of background, what's going on up there, and believe me, if we do have a cataclysmic type event that they talked about 600,000 years ago, and they say we're about due again, we're all dead anyway. But, but you know what's going on is they got some lake does have an area in the north side called Mary's Bay where it has risen 5 to 6 inches. And you know, what I think we need to support this, I want to go back to 1959 when we had a really severe earthquake up there. The Hebden Lake earthquake killed 29 people. That's my concern. If we can do anything right now to help with the potential for earthquake up there with the dams we have in the northwestern part of the state, and I think it would be who best to spend this money. I think it's money well spent. Or is it you support the amendment?
Further discussion? Further discussion? The question is, on second reading amendment number 48, Senate File 1, would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson? Almond? Almond? Barrasso? Burns? Case? Poe? Cooper? Dukaria? Beck? Geis? Kostert? Hines? Jennings? Job? Johnson? Larson? Massey? Meyer? Mockler? Nicholas? Peck excused? Perkins? Peterson? Ross? Scott? Sessions? Townsend? Stacy? Von Slater? President Schiffer?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing? Vote closed. 12 ayes, 17 noes, 1 excuse.
Second reading amendment number 48, Senate File 1, failed to pass the Senate. Mr. Majority Floyd.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate be in recess until 2 p.m.
Yep, and that's we can box the phone down there. Okay. We're at that order of business, the signing enrolled act. Enrolled act number 4.
Senate enrolled act number 8.
Oh, number 8.
Okay. Being original Senate file number 4, an act relating to criminal procedure.
I'm about to sign enrolled act number 8, being original Senate file number 4. So signed. Enrolled Act Number 9.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 9, being original Senate File 6, an act relating to the National Guard.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 9, being original Senate File Number 6. That's so signed. Enrolled Act Number 10.
Senate enrolled Act Number 10, being original Senate File 8, an act relating to the registration of motor vehicles.
I'm about to sign enrolled Act Number 10, being original Senate File Number 8. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 11.
Senate enrolled Act Number 11, being original Senate File 10, the Wyoming Military an act relating to the Wyoming Military Department.
I'm about to sign enrolled Act Number 11, being original Senate File Number 10. So signed. Enrolled Act Number 12.
Senate enrolled Act Number 12, being original Senate File 17, an act relating to insurance.
I'm about to sign enrolled Act Number 12, being original Senate File Number 17. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 13.
Senate enrolled Act Number 13, being original Senate File 18, an act relating to insurance.
I'm about to sign enrolled Act Number 13, being original Senate File 18. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 14.
Senate enrolled Act Number 14, being original Senate File 19, an act relating to insurance.
I'm about to sign enrolled Act Number 14, being original Senate File 19. I so sign. Enrolled Act Number 15.
Senate enrolled Act Number 15, being original Senate File 30, an act relating to state lands.
I'm about to sign enrolled Act Number 15, being original Senate File 30. That's first time. Enrolled Act Number 16.
Senate enrolled Act Number 16, being original Senate File 48, an act relating to community colleges.
I'm about to sign enrolled Act Number 16, being original Senate File 48. That's so signed. Enrolled Act Number 17.
Senate enrolled Act Number 17, being original Senate File 58, an act relating to community colleges.
I'm about to sign enrolled Act Number 17, being original Senate File 58. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 18.
Senate enrolled Act Number 18, being original Senate File 95, an act relating to fire protection.
I'm about to sign enrolled Act Number 18, being original Senate File 95. That's so signed. Enrolled Act Number 19.
Senate enrolled Act Number 19, being original Senate File 97, an act relating to the administration of government.
I'm about to sign enrolled Act Number 19, being original Senate File 97. That's so signed. Enrolled Act Number 21.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 21, being original Senate File 149, an act relating to abandoned mine land funds.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 21, being original Senate File 149. So signed. Enrolled Act Number 20.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 20, being original Senate File 109, an act relating to school facilities.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act Number 20, being original Senate File 109. I so sign. Enrolled Act Number 22.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 22, being original Senate File 59, an act relating to state lands.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 22, being original Senate File Number 59. So signed. Enrolled Act Number 23.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 23, being original Senate File 107, an act relating to county and prosecuting attorneys.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 23, being original Senate File 107. That's so signed. Enrolled Act Number 24.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 24, being original Senate File 96, an act relating to municipalities.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 24, being original Senate File 96. So signed. Enrolled Act Number 25.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 25, being original Senate File 79, an act relating to cities and towns.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 25, being original Senate File 79. So signed. Enrolled Act Number 14.
House of Representatives Enrolled Act Number 14, being original House Bill 13, an act relating to motor vehicles.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act Number 14, being original House Bill Number 13. So signed. Enrolled Act Number 15.
House of Representatives Enrolled Act Number 15, being original House Bill 18, an act relating to military service member protections.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 15, being original House Bill 18. That's so signed. Enrolled Act 16.
House of Representatives Enrolled Act Number 16, being original House Bill 20, an act relating to courts.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 16, being original House Number 20. So signed. Enrolled Act Number 17.
House of Representatives Enrolled Act Number 17, being original House Bill 38, an act relating to school districts.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 17, being original House Bill Number 38. So signed. Enrolled Act Number 18.
House of Representatives Enrolled Act Number 18, being original House Bill 40, an act relating to the administration of government.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 18, being original House Bill Number 40. co-sign. Rolled Act Number 19.
House of Representatives in Rolled Act Number 19, being original House Bill 45, an act relating to the administration of government.
I'm about to sign the Rolled Act Number 19, being original House Bill Number 45. So signed. Rolled Act Number 20.
House of Representatives in Rolled Act Number 20, being original House Bill 56, an act relating to limited partnerships.
I am about to sign in Rolled Act Number 20, being original House Bill Number 56. So signed. Rolled Act Number 21.
House of Representatives in Rolled Act Number 21, being original House Bill 62, an act relating to the Wyoming Wildlife and Natural Resources Funding Act.
I'm about to sign the Rolled Act Number 21, being original House Bill Number 62. So signed. Rolled Act Number 22.
House of Representatives in Rolled Act Number 22, being original House Bill 64, an act relating to counties.
I'm about to sign in Rolled Act Number 22, being original House Bill Number 64. So signed. And Rolled Act Number 23.
House of Representatives in Rolled Act Number 23, being original House Bill 92, an act relating to elections.
I'm about to sign in Rolled Act Number 23, being original House Bill Number 92. That's so signed. Rolled Act Number 24.
House of Representatives in Rolled Act Number 24, being original House Bill 172, an act relating to public employee retirement.
I am about to sign in Rolled Act Number 24, being original House Bill Number 172. I have so signed. In Rolled Act Number 25.
House of Representatives in Rolled Act Number 25, being original House Bill 221, an act relating to the Wyoming Controlled Substances Act.
I am about to sign in Rolled Act Number 25, being original House Bill Number 221. I have so signed. I'm about to sign in Rolled Act Number 26.
House of Representatives in Rolled Act Number 26, being original House Bill 263, an act relating to oil and gas.
I'm about to sign in Rolled Act Number 26, being original House Bill Number 263. I have so signed. Messages from the House.
February the 13th, 2007, from the House of Representatives. Message number 358, concurrence passed. Mr. President, the House did concur on Senate amendments to the bill listed below by the vote indicated. House Bill Number 16, Community-Based In-Home Services, Ayes 60. Message Number 359, concurrence passed. Mr. President, the House did concur on Senate amendments to the bill listed below by the vote indicated. House Bill Number 48, Wyoming Health Care Decisions Act, Ayes 57, Noes 3. Message number 360, concurrence passed. Mr. President, The House did concur on Senate amendments to the bill listed below by the vote indicated. House Bill Number 65, Defrauding Drug and Alcohol Screening Test. Ayes 57, noes 3. Message Number 361, concurrence passed. Mr. President, the House did concur on Senate amendments to the bill listed below by the vote indicated. House Bill 83, Game and Fish Penalties. Ayes 57, noes 3. February the 13th, 2007, from the House of Representatives, message number 362, concurrence failed. Mr. President, House Bill 47, Prevailing Wage Amendments. The House failed to concur on Senate amendments to the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 4, noes 56. The House requests the Senate appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with like committee from the House to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. Message number 363, concurrence failed. Mr. President, House Bill Number 125, Livestock and Brands. The House failed to concur on Senate amendments to the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 1, noes 59. The House requests the Senate appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with a like committee from the House to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. February the 13th, 2007, from the House of Representatives, message number 364, conferees appointed, joint conference committee number 1, Mr. President. The Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to House Bill 47. The House conferees are Representative Lubnow, Chairman, Representative Gentile and Millen. February the 13th, 2007, from the House of Representatives, message number 365, conferees appointed, joint conference committee number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to House Bill 125. The House conferees are Representative Samuelson, Chairman, and Representatives Edmonds and Floyd Escobel. February the 13th, 2007, from the House of Representatives. Third reading passed. Mr. President, the bills listed below passed the House on third reading by the vote indicated. Senate File 120, Retirement System Rehired Retirees. Ayes 58, noes 2. Senate File Number 159, Emergency Detention County Cost. Ayes 58, noes 2. Senate File Number 69, Felony Driving Under the Influence. Ayes 50, noes 10. February the 13th, 2007, from the House of Representatives, message number 371, third reading failed. Mr. President, the bill listed below failed to pass the House on third reading by the vote indicated. Senate File Number 88, Game and Fish Violation Penalties. Ayes 29, noes 31. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Messages from standing committees.
February the 13th, 2007, Mr. President, your committee number 7, Corporation Elections and Political Subdivision, to whom was referred House Bill 200, engrossed, reports back with the recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Case, Cooper, DeCarrier, Larson, and Scott, Senator Case, Chairman. Mr. President, your committee number 7, Corporations, Election, and Political Subdivisions, to whom was referred House Bill 63, engrossed, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Cooper, DeCarrier, and Larson. No, Senators Case and Scott, Senator Case, Chairman. February the 13th, 2007, Mr. President, your committee number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, to whom was referred House Bill 294, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Almonds, Burns, Cole, Massey, and Mockler, Senator Burns, Chairman. February the 13th, 2007, Mr. President, your committee number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, to whom was referred House Bill 240, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Almonds, Burns, Cole, Massey, and Mockler, Senator Burns, Chairman.
Majority Leader, that clears the desk.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate be in recess until 3 p.m.
Senator Geis.
Mr. President, your committee number 5, Agriculture, State and Public Land, Water Resources. We'll meet up on adjournment tonight to handle House Bill 136 to the Rose, Water Well Drilling and Pump Installation License.
Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee number 3 revenue will meet in about 20 minutes at 12:30 today upstairs in Senate 16 to consider House Bill 304 in gross investment of state funds, House Bill 319 in gross sales and use tax exemptions, renewable resources, House Bill 329, local option sales and use tax, and if we have some time, we'll also talk about preliminary discussion, interim process, and possible topics.
Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee number 1, Judiciary, will meet tomorrow morning, Wednesday, February 14th at 8 a.m. to consider the following House bills. House Joint Resolution 3, Legislators, Assumptions of Duty, House Bill 69, Uniform Press Code Amendment, House Bill 35, Minors in Possession of Alcohol, and House Bill 29, Fleeing to Elude a Peace Officer.
Senator Rossman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, will meet tomorrow, Wednesday, February 14th, 20 minutes after the noon recess in S18, to discuss House Bill 257 in gross, workers' compensation, owner-controlled insurance, House Bill 226, real estate licensing, House Bill 50, House Bill Oil and Gas Units, and House Bill 196 in gross appeal bonds. And further, Mr. Chairman, one more time, your conference committee on House Bill 139 will meet immediately up in S18.
Senator Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For President, Committee Number 2 Appropriations will meet at 1 o'clock to continue work on House Bill 159 in gross capital complex energy efficiency program, and House Bill 6 in gross state fire marshal coordination.
Further announcements? The motion is for the Senate to be adjourned until 2 p.m. All in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, nay. The Senate is adjourned until 2 p.m.